The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 13, Text Number 10. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on April 11th, 2017, on the bank of the Yamuna River, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhavat. Virha Bhagavata Chirta Bhuta Svayam Vibho Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani Sva Anta Stena Gada Brita Bhavadvira Bhagavatas
Tirta-bhuta-svayam-vibho
Tirti-kurvanti-tirthani Svanta-stena-gadabhrita Bhavad-vidha-bhagavatas Tirta-bhuta-svayam-vibho Tirti-kurvanti-tirthani Svanta-stena-gadabhrita Bhavat, your good self, Vidha, like Bhagavata, devotees, Tirta, the holy places of pilgrimage, Bhuta, converted into Svayam, personally, Vibho, O powerful one, Tirti Kurvanti, make into a holy place of pilgrimage. Tirtani, the holy places, Svaantastena, having been situated in the heart. Gadabrita, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places of pilgrimage personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Purport. The personality of Godhead is omnipresent by His diverse potencies everywhere, just as the power of electricity is distributed everywhere within space. Similarly, the Lord's omnipresence is perceived and manifested by His unalloyed devotees like Vidura, just as electricity is manifested in an electric bulb. It's an interesting, and a pure devotee is like an electric bulb. And Krishna's energy is manifest in him. That's an interesting simile. A pure devotee like Vidura always feels the presence of the Lord everywhere. He sees everything in the potency of the Lord and the Lord in everything. The holy places all over the earth are meant for purifying the polluted consciousness of the human being by an atmosphere surcharged with the presence of the Lord's unalloyed devotees. If anyone visits a holy place, he must search out the pure devotees residing in such holy places, take lessons from them, try to apply such instructions in practical life, and thus gradually prepare oneself for the ultimate salvation, going back to Godhead. To go to some holy place of pilgrimage does not mean only to take a bath in the Ganges or Jamuna, or to visit the temples situated in those places. One should also find representatives of Vidura who have no desire in life save and serve the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead is always with such pure devotees because of their unalloyed service, which is without any tinge of fruitive action or utopian speculation. They are in the actual service of the Lord, specifically the process of hearing and chanting. The pure devotees hear from the authorities and chant, sing and write the glories of the Lord. Mahamuni Vyasadeva heard from Narada, and then he chanted in writing. Sukadeva Goswami studied from his father, and he described it to Parikshit. That is the way of Srimad Bhagavatam. So by their actions, the pure devotees of the Lord can render any place into a place of pilgrimage, and the holy places are worth the name only on their account. Such pure devotees are able to rectify the polluted atmosphere of any place. And let us speak of a holy place rendered unholy by the questionable actions of interested persons who try to adopt a professional life at the cost of the reputation of a holy place. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tadine. So, the holy place is very powerful. It purifies us. There's so much contamination. But even more powerful is the pure devotee. Because the pure devotee, wherever he goes, just by his presence there, that place is transformed into a place of pilgrimage. Just like in the Leela of Prabhupada, even so many places, wherever he went, that place is a place of pilgrimage. Wherever he set foot, that is a place of pilgrimage. An ordinary American city, you see. Prabhupada went there, just like in Atlanta, we have that place where Prabhupada stayed in 1975 on Ponce de Leon Avenue. Now that's a holy place of pilgrimage. Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. Or Watsika Avenue in Los Angeles. These are all places of pilgrimage where we can go and become surcharged with bhakti. So similarly, this holy place of Vrindavan, because so many, the Lord was here and so many pure devotees have come here. Over many centuries, great pure devotees have come here. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, the other Goswamis, you see.
They need the translation, so you have to go slow.
Okay, I'll let you do the translations then.
We can do the back translation.
Are you a translation in the back? Okay. So now here we are in a holy place. How to properly take advantage of the holy place.
She can do running translation.
That's what I was doing. I was pausing.
Huh?
I was pausing for the translation.
No, she can do running translation.
Running, okay. But still, I'll make it a little slow.
Yeah.
So here we are in the most holy place, Sri Vrindavan Dham. So how do we take full advantage of this place? Every particle of dust here is not different from Krishna himself. Every particle of dust is sacred, is as good as Krishna himself. That's how powerful this place is. If you could have Krishna's darshan, seeing this dust is as good as Krishna's darshan. It's holy dust. As good as Krishna's darshan. That's how powerful is this place with Sri Vrindavan Dham. So when we come here, we have to always be in the mood of a pilgrim. Serving the Vaishnavas with love, serving Guru with love, and absorbing ourselves fully in thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna, bowing down to Krishna. Just like Narottam Das Thakur, he sings very nicely. Arande bolo hari, Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Anande Bolo Hari. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna mantra. You see. Bhaja Vrindavan. Worship the holy Vrindavan Dham. Bow down to the holy Vrindavan Dham. Take the dust of the Vrindavan Dham on your head. This holy place. And then what's the next thing? Ananda Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. And always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. Not that I only worship Guru. I worship Guru and Vaishnavas, you see. That is Vaishnava culture. This is confirmed by Krishna. He says in Adi Purana, he says, Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhaktista te janaha, mad bhakchanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamahamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So you want to be a devotee of Krishna? Well, then you have to be the devotee of the devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna says, I do not accept your so-called bhakti. It is bogus. Unless you come through the medium of worshipping the devotee of Krishna, it is bogus. So therefore, we should take advantage of this great holy place. And there's so many saintly people here. Always in the mood of offering all respect to the great saintly people, you see. This is our mood here. This is not an ordinary place. These people who are living here, they're not ordinary people. They're called Brijabasi. Anyone who takes birth in this place, a very special personality. Actually, Prabhupada explains, we see many of them, they're engaged in simp, smoking biddy, doing nonsense. But this place is so powerful that even they engage in sinful activity, the next birth they take birth as a dog or a monkey or a pig here in Vrindavan. And from that animal body they go back to Godhead. This place is so powerful, even the hogs are going back to Godhead, you see. So we should have all respect for all the living beings here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Take advantage of this holy place. Learn how to love Guru and Vaishnavas with a pure heart, without any tinge of sense gratification, or what can I get from the spiritual master for my sense gratification. In this way, we take full advantage of the holy Dham, take full advantage of Vaishnavas, take full advantage of Guru, and awaken that pure love of God within our heart. Actually, you're already a pure devotee of Krishna. Do you know that? You're already a pure devotee. But it's covered by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. That's so. So by this process of chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the holy place, worshipping Vaishnavas, the dirt of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, it's washed away. And that original pure love of God that you have within your heart becomes fully manifested. So I can ask now, there's some questions. Anybody have any questions?
If someone, any Brijvasi, will do any nonsense thing with us or with fight with us, how to respond or how to reply with that?
Somebody's fighting?
Yes. Or something saying nonsense to us.
Someone says nonsense? We are a preaching movement, so our service to the illusion people of this world is to educate them. So if somebody is misbehaving, one should educate them, if possible. Just like when the first devotees came to Vrindavan, they came with their little daughter, Sarasvati. And when she'd see a man smoking biddy, she would say, she would chastise them for smoking biddy, little girl. And she's we're an educational movement. You have, of course, to educate someone, you have to come in like a needle and out like a plow. You know what I mean? You come in like a plow, it doesn't work. But you learn how to approach in a very humble way. Just like Prabhupada Nanda Sarasvati Thakur, he teaches how you give instructions to a materialist. He says, first of all, you flatter him 100 times. My dear sir, you are so aristocratic, you are so pious, you have such a wonderful family, you have such a wonderful, you dress very tastefully. I can see you come from a very high class background. In this way you glorify. And then finally, say, but one request, I ask you to give up your nonsense and follow Bhagavad Gita. So one has to learn how to approach it in a very humble way, in like a needle, but then out like a plow. But then, in this way, that is our preaching method. You flatter them 100 times, and then you tell them they're in Maya, and they have to give it up. First, you must mellow them out by flattery, Prabhupada Sarasvati says. If you just come in chastising, they'll say, oh, get out of here. But if you glorify them, say, oh, yes, 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 oh, yes, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, you have something to tell me? You have to mellow them out by flattery, Prabhupada Sarasvati says. And then you give them the sauce. Prabhupada did that with us. He so much glorified us. Just like one disciple, Prabhupada said we should not have beards. From the beginning, many devotees had beards. So he actually glorified one devotee's beard. He glorified the beard. And then later he told him to shave it off, you see. So in this way, one has to learn the art of how to educate. Any other question? Yeah.
Mataji is asking that you mentioned that we should worship Holy Dham. She's saying how to worship and what is the proper way to worship the Holy Dham?
By taking the dust on your head. Any other question?
This is all the question. Save this. It's a dream. You can put it in your entire area.
Questions more? No, we can end it, Devi. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
This one doesn't have memory.
Well, go ahead and stop here, and we thank you all very much for attending Bhagavatam here on the bank of the sacred Jamuna River. Hare Krishna.